Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to an S Media Entertainment production.
Marv Mar,
get up.
Spoke to him.
Grab me some mint.
That picking green.
Bay
that Cali weed. That bubble kush.
What they do, my nigga.
That purple haze.
With a few red hairs, yeah, I'm hiding the bitch. Apologies for blank stares.
Okay.
This here have you waiting for the stop sign to change. I'm so twisted, can't do my timetables, man. 86, made it 993, octane. That's that Reggie, Arizona, and that Hawaiian man. Keep that lime green. Mercedes Brown for dirty smokers. No mean, no harm, but I don't do Coca Cola. A lot of beer, we call it mint. Palm G, they call it squeeze. Can't forget that Georgia burn, do it for them Southern G's. You get it, seven dish with a Southern plate of greens. You know how it go, cause we get the lunchies. Carolina calls it shell, D.C. is lunching. I'm hiding the bitchin', but it's all the same thing. Has the international languages like the sound of money. Not a substitute for God, but love smoking gummy.
That pushing green, that Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean. That purple haze will leave you wave. That upness will leave you sense.
We call it mint.
That picking green,
we call it sweet.
That Cali weed,
Hawaiian bug,
that bubble kush,
no sweet.
It's so mean.
It's broken pork.
That purple haze,
that picking green,
will leave you wave.
We smoking green.
That upness,
you know what I mean?
Will leave you sense. That picking green, that Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean. That purple haze will leave you wave. That upness will leave you sense. That picking green, that Cali weed,
that
bubble kush, it's so mean.
That purple
haze will leave you wave.
That
upness will leave you sense.
From Mary Jane, she do her thing. She make my head spin like a fucking hurricane. She fucks with my brain, make a nigga insane. Whole shit's in sizes, so I call her by her name. Is that kush, that piss, that shit you never sniff. I'm ballin' like Swish while I take another hit.
Hey.
Mary Jane, you so fine. Mary Jane, ooh, baby, I'm so addicted. The flow is so efficient. I keep fucking with you, but your boy might get evicted. Giving you up, Mary, that's not likely. Even though I could never say you like Spidey, but fuck him, I could treat you better than. But if I get pulled, eat you up, Edamins. Mary Jane, look, you fuck with my money, so my favorite holiday gotta be 420.
That cookie green, that Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean. That purple haze will leave you babe. That upness will leave you sense.
We call it me.
That cookie green,
we call it sweet.
That Cali weed,
Hawaiian bug,
that bubble kush,
no sea.
It's so mean.
We smoking pills.
That purple haze,
that grippy weed,
will leave you babe.
We smoking chill.
That upness,
nah, I mean,
will leave you sense. That cookie green, that Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean. That purple haze will leave you babe.
Maybe even three. Can we fill it on up with a little sticky green? One blunt, two blunt, maybe even three. Can we roll it on up with a little sticky green? One blunt, two blunt, maybe even three. Can we fill it on up with a little sticky green? One blunt, two blunt, maybe even three. Can we roll it on up with a little sticky green?
We had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. What we do, we update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update with the times and everything, you know. And so, you know, the rhyme style is elevated, the style of beats is elevated, but it's still Guru from there. And it's always a message involved.
I can't eeny, meeny, miny, moe. So I wreck the mic like a pimpin' toes. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I say this, you'll say this, I'm kinda fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood. Many in my mental state, still I'm 5'8".
crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You can say I'm sort of the boss, so get lost. The brother who will make you change opinion. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to take shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action. Feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Shelf full guns when they fill up phrase. Late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it's chillin'. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise. Out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Bronze got paid. Clips I've inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run. So-
like a noble knight, so meet your challenger, a true hero, while you're a true hero, getting beat to a pulp so that you can't run for help. I heard a go from your throat, cause you hope that I'll be
jump
merciful.
Like,
but proof of the major strut as I rehearse a few battle drills and watch a blast spill. Yellow fluid, check out my melody, do it, face the beat, do this,
you can
tell I'm into it. As I'm pulling out my lance, I'll kill you in advance to the winner's throne, cause I own you once you step in the arena.
I know you're out there.
Jump.
I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Uh-huh.
Ever talk.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
DJ Elway.
Oh, and shit ain't been the same since. I let you go and the stitch overcame tense. We had a burn that a spark in the flame. But now I'm like Orange Jones walking in the rain. We was two peas in a pot, but not the same. You was feeling a thug and despised all lanes. You was more for the love and despised all games. And I was more about the bitches and piling them in the rain. That I hear is telling me I'm wrong. I couldn't say it in your face, I'll say it in your song. I could say a million times that I played it wrong. Now I gotta spend my days alone and on.
DJ Rockstar.
Yeah. Let it burn, no. Love could be hell in the heart of the inferno. Teaching me a lesson, but I still never learn, so I keep backtracking, move around in a circle. Now I'm hanging out in the club with no purpose. Wall in between us and I can't scratch the surface. Starting to feel worthless, like was it really worth it? Fucked up so bad, I wonder will we ever work it out. But it seems like a long shot. My head hurting, shit, you killing me. Dome shot, thought that I was scheming, but I stumbled on the wrong plot. I admit I did you wrong, ma. And I live in dark days, bright nights. I know I'm foul, I'm trying to turn my wrongs into right. But this shit getting critical, it's crazy, cause I know that I'm the reason why you miserable. I'm just a man, baby, doing what a man does. No question, I know you're searching for the answers. Life is so unpredictable, I never would've predicted I would've got rid of you. And I question that reason. But shit don't just happen, shit happened for a reason. I should've kept it loyal, it was more like a treason. I should've called you back when you was leaving, nah.
Real talk. Everybody wanna know who Boss Man is.
Boss.
Everybody wanna know who is this nigga Boss Man.
Boss.
I keep hearing this nigga name all on the west side.
Boss.
I keep hearing this nigga name all on the south side.
Boss.
Everywhere I go, I hear this nigga getting it in.
Boss.
I hear this nigga got his sack right.
Boss.
Go ahead and tell these niggas who you is.
Boss. Big shoes on the whip, I'm the fucking boss. All I do is big flip, I'm the fucking boss. All I hit the club and big tip, I'm the fucking boss. Bitch, I'm all out of my tip, I'm the fucking boss. Big shoes on the whip, I'm the fucking boss. All I do is big flip, I'm the fucking boss. All I hit the club and big tip, I'm the fucking boss. Bitch, I'm all out of my tip, I'm the fucking boss. The most fools, we don't pull them out there. The fall,
with my Louis loafer. The leather in my ride, soft wood in your sofa. The top spin your ass around like rotisserie. The ice on my body shining so ridiculously. You can see it from my half a mile, literally. Yeah. Big shoes on the wheel, I'm the fucking boss. All I do is big flip, I'm the fucking boss. I hit the club and big tilt, I'm the fucking boss. Bitch, I'm all out of my chill, I'm the fucking boss. Big shoes on the wheel, I'm the fucking boss. All I do is big flip, I'm the fucking boss. I hit the club and big tilt, I'm the fucking boss. Bitch, I'm all out of my chill, I'm the fucking boss.
Yeah, you saw, but not aligned, and I'll pay the last. Came with you for the last time. already know what it is. It's your boy J-Dog. And we getting ready to get this thing crunk. We got special guests that gonna be on the air tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got my man David Irons. Yo.
I got waiting haze, my customers hold sleek with me. We had a small beat, I still sell them O's for 350. They knowin' big teeth, I pop behind the times, be like roadkill. I leave niggas' brains on 1 and 9. And my down bitches, they be ready to kill. I be like, chill, they be like.
This money in the room.
Yeah,
Billy D.
I'm like Santa Claus. I deliver niggas' grams to raw, straight from Panama. Things eat it up like cannibal. And my dimes disappear like magic wands. I sell them to the crack of dawn and destroy every track I'm on. Plus, I have a gram packed in the back of van. We're on in a Taliban, murky for a half a gram. I get B-Boy a truck in the river. Fuck you, dumb. They be like,
my
my mama's wall. I'm trying to make so much dough when I write a song, I can buy them all. Way up on the corner selling Final Call. Yeah. Niggas mad at us, gladiators like Maximus, we fabulous. Why you fall off like cannabis is managers. My man, do you keep the Nina feelings?
Nigga robbed me, he'll just be practicing. Everybody's a thief. Other day I robbed a store, came back out, a nigga done stole my car. Damn! Man, I don't fit no more. Police arrest me. Man, look, man, I know I robbed that motherfucker store, but somebody stole my goddamn car, man. Damn! I'm been in jail with the motherfucker, didn't even know it. For home, oh, some dumb motherfucker didn't put no all in the car. I think I was getting some. Damn, why your ass gotta get you right damn. Nigga, I didn't know. You was robbing the stove.
And you know this.
And you know
man.
This.
And you know man. This.
Definitely real man. Talk. This is where they do that rhythm. Featuring these low artists spitting lame. International artists that change in the game. It's ready to go down. Your real talk. Special congratulations once again for all y'all don't know. Over the weekend, the Atlanta Ravens did their thing. So they beat the team 35-0. Real talk. All I'm saying, and it's not real. So you gotta ask somebody, man. Yo, BW, you riding with me, man?
Yeah, J Dog, what's up?
I'm holding it down. Holding it down. Feels good.
Your microphone is a little shaky tonight, J-Dog.
It's a little bit crazy. Let me get it right. Is that a little better?
Yeah.
That sounds a little better. Okay, cool. I'm going to get it right. We're going to get it right because we got one hell of a show planned for everybody tonight. Yes, David Iron is definitely back in the building. Well, as man, and Houston also give out a play from the field shortly. You know, definitely have a chime in to see what's up and what's happening, man. Yo, V-Dub, I'm excited about these Ravens, man, doing their thing, man.
Most definitely.
Oh, they are represented to the fullest. All I'm saying is, this is how it goes down. This is how it goes down. So, real talk, man, for all y'all don't know, it is what it is. And like I said before, man, don't take my word for it, man. Check them out. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the Atlanta area, definitely go down to the Terror Stadium down there in Jonesboro. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be playing again this weekend. I think they're playing the Carolina Fox. So, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, real talk, we're going to definitely get all that exclusive in terms of, you know, how all that going off, man. But, yo, VW had to see it, man. They running over folks and everything. It's just like, you just got to see it, man.
I heard.
Yeah.
I hate that I didn't get a chance to see it. I got to make sure I make it out Saturday.
Definitely. Cause it's
my allergies are just awful.
Man, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? If you got them allergy things popping off, man, you know what it is. It's going. All I can say, man, what you take? That Benadryl? What you take?
I have to switch it around because some of it makes me drowsy, and that's what happened this past. I bought the wrong type of allergy tablet because I usually like the ones that's non-drowsy.
True that.
Because those things make you sleepy.
I know, man. You gotta get the right one. Like, we don't want you falling asleep behind the
right, like, definitely not.
You be on the air like V-Dub while you're there. Just like V-Dub over there in the corner, sleep.
Dang.
I feel you. It's going to be a rough season this year. Only, you know what I'm saying, out ragweed and, you know what I'm saying. I've seen pollen already, you know what I'm saying. So it's going to be crazy. So, you know.
But back to the Ravens.
Man, back to the Ravens, back to them doing what they do. All I'm saying is you got to see this team play. You know what I'm saying? Don't take J-Dog's word for it. You just got to see these girls because they go hard. They definitely is not trying to go home. And all I'm saying is, man, with the type of intensity that they bring to the game, yo, definitely worth the price of admission. So you know what I'm saying? Yo, real talk, you know, you definitely got to go out there. You got to check them out. You know, like I said, shout out goes my man David Irons. Also my man Anthony Houston, as well as Ms. Gilmore, for definitely making sure that staff is definitely on point. You know, the team plays very professionally. Yo, they run. I'm telling you, you didn't know that they were women until they pulled their helmets off. That's how hard they was playing. So you just got to see it. So for all my
that's professional football.
That's right. That's professional. Man, I mean, you know what it is, man. It is what it is. I'm just saying, man, yo, you definitely got to get in where you fit in. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of callers getting ready to check in, doing what they do. So this is what I'm going to do. So I won't get bumped off like I did last weekend. Boy, that was a mess, man. We had like 500 people calling in all at the same time. So I'm going to give everybody a chance to definitely log in and do what they do. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to definitely bring our special guest on board. Let them know what's up. Let them chop it up on Where They Do That Radio. Remember, this is Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And speaking of changing the game, yes, the IWFL is in the building. That's the Independent Women's Football League. Their slogan is change the game. And real talk, I definitely feel that these ladies definitely bring something to the equation to do just that. But this is what I'm going to do right here, because I got a couple more folks that's definitely trying to get in where they fit in. I'm going to let everybody get a chance to log on, get in, do what you do before I bring my panel on board. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop this track on you right quick. We're going to come back, see what's up, see what's happening. Remember, you are locked in live to where they do that radio. Matter of fact, I'm going to run this track called High Grade. You already know what it is. Let me know what you think. Hit us up at 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303 for the business. Holla at your boy.
See what they waiting on is hot grade. See what they waiting on is hot grade. See what they talking about is hot grade. See what they talking about is hot grade. See what the streets need is hot grade. See what the streets need is hot grade. See what they ain't got is hot grade. See what they ain't got is hot grade.
Dirty money, like my cash ain't beige. Dominating the paint, so Dwayne Wade. And this is draft day, wait your turn. The first pick is jig by David Stern. We buy, place to burn, you late, you learn. Hairdresser with the guns, all the fake get permed. That means straight and die, so chill like a cold drink. I do me, never worry what the host think. If I did, I would never get ahead of shit. So smooth, call it effortless, elegant. Anything less than selling quick, I'm telling it. Not making sense like bitches selling it for celibate. Irony best described that situation. Cutting niggas in line because I'm sick of waiting. I be fine, I'ma shine in due time. I don't even need my legs, I can climb with my mind. Call them bumbos, niggas on the block. We call them matumbos, no rumbos. We gun toting bustos, we cut those and never pay for pussy. What's the joke, dumb hoe?
We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't do that.
Oh, hell no.
I know you didn't just touch my goddamn radio. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy. You can do that in China, but you can get your ass killed out here, man.
Yo, real talk. Did it is where they do to that radio. That was a brand new joint. Yo, it's called High Grade. Hit me up. Let me know what you think. The number is 1-888-826-9327. Extension 17303. That is the extension. Definitely let us know where you're doing it at. Call us. Let us know how you're feeling that track. You know what I'm saying? Let us know where you're calling from, and also leave your Facebook info so we can hit you right back. Real talk on where they do that radio. It is the Urban Experience like never before, and we're getting ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. But yo, V-Dub, I'm going to go to the call line right quick to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where they doing it at on where they do that radio before
Let's
our special guests. You know what I'm saying? We got to definitely get them in there before these special guests definitely come on the line to see what's up, see what's happening. So, yo, caller number one. Caller number one. Like, what was the lady that said, call me now? What was her name? It's
Cleo.
Yeah.
Cleo,
call me now. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? The last 4 days are 5549. You're definitely on the grind. 9,000 in attendance, 22 million in the queue. Yo, it's doing what it do. Who we got checking in on what they do to that radio?
Man, this DJ Slim, what's happening?
Hey, man, holding it down, holding it down. What's good with you, Slim?
Hey, man, you know, country cooling. Checking out some of these basketball games going tonight, you know what I'm talking about?
I feel you. Yo, definitely a fan in the building. Hey, for y'all, that's my motherfucking DJ, man. Y'all better ask somebody.
That's my DJ.
What's up, yo? That's Slim in the building doing what it do, man. Yo, real quick question, Slim. Since you know, you're a pretty big sports guy, man. You know what I'm saying? You follow it all. And you know, baseball, football, you name it. You pretty much know nigga stats the whole 9 yards. I mean,
yeah.
How do you feel about women's professional football from being a
Hey man, if they bringing it to the fullest, hey man, I don't mind it. As long as they ain't out of the half step, I support them. I don't care who you are. I like to watch you get your head knocked out coming across that middle.
Okay.
He's not biased at all.
He's not biased at all. He's going to let you know, yo, coming out there breaking the pain, yo, you got my man Slim's vote, man. I feel you. Real talk, like I said, we went and I checked them out over the weekend, man. And, yo, these Ravens ain't bullshit, man. They are not bullshit. They definitely laying it down. They definitely doing what they do. And I was very, very impressed with the level of professionalism and the level of play that they brought to the table. So, I'm just checking with the fans to see what's up, seeing what's happening. But that's what's up, man. So, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely room in the sport for more great teams, great leagues to definitely do what they do. And, that's just really how the business goes. But, yo, while I got Slim on the edge checking out no game, who you rooting for, man?
Oh man, I'm a Bulls fan, but I'm looking to see them Lakers drop again tonight like they did the other day.
I hear them goddamn Lakers, man. I got in trouble about this last year. I'm gonna put it back out there, man. You know, I like the Lakers. They good. They great. You know, shout out to Kobe. You know, rest of the crew. I'm just saying, goddamn.
Can't even do that, man. I can't shout him out, no sir.
I'm you know what? Well, at least you said it on there. I gotta say that because I said a lot of shit about Lakers last year, man. Because you know it ain't that I'm hating. What I am saying is, goddamn. I'm just saying.
I can't roll with you.
I'm just like, man, I can't, you know, I'm like, goddamn, man, I'm just like, I'm tired. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to make some Lakers fan, man. I'm tired of goddamn Lakers, to be honest with you. I'm just going to hold it on you like that, man.
No, hold on now. Y'all ain't that great now. Slow your roll.
I'm just saying the Lakers, they good. I mean, yo, they doing their thing. I really think this year, you know what I'm saying, Slim's pick for the playoffs for the NBA. Who you see making it this year?
To the finals. It won't be the Lakers. I'm looking for either. I'm looking for them Thunder to pull the big upset.
Okay.
Coming out there west.
True.
And you know their East is a beast. You got Miami. I can't turn my back on my Bulls.
True.
But Orlando, you know what I'm saying, if they handle their business, Orlando's a good contender. But
yeah,
I'm gonna say Miami and LA for Miami to take it off.
Okay, I feel you. You know, got to put my man Wade up in there. You got, you know what I'm saying? Miami's looking real good. That you're right. They looking real good, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to say, I don't give a damn who go. As long as the Lakers, I just want to see the Lakers not go. I would be satisfied. I don't give a damn if the Clippers. That's real tough.
You
got
to realize the Lakers didn't want to see Miami during the regular season. And Bynum may not hold up now. Come on now.
You're right. It might. So it's gonna be a real interesting season, to say the least. I feel you. So, I mean, that was up, man. We just kicking up dust. You know what I'm saying? Letting the fans definitely get in there while they fit in. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of folks gonna be on the air tonight doing what they do. We represent it to the fullest. So you already know this. We got the folks calling back in. I mean, I feel it. I feel them. They gonna definitely represent us. So this is what I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Slim, you done started something, man. The switchboard blowing up. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You know. Hey, you already know, so check this out. I'm going to go to the lines right quick, see what's up. We're going to get our guests, you know, trying to definitely get in where they fit in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a real thick, you know, line on tonight like we did last week, you know what I'm saying? So if you as a sports fan, you are definitely at the right place at the right time. So, Slim, hold the line. Don't go nowhere. Let's see what's up. See what we got checking in on where they do it every day. That's what's up. Yo, caller number two of the last four digits is 2540. You got over 9,200 people in the air. Holding it down, doing what they do, and over 22 million in the queue. Who we got checking in on where they do that radio?
What it do, man? It's your boy Southpaw the Moneymaker, the new face of the South. No one calling back.
Know what you're talking about. Hey, chat time in the goddamn building. What's up with you, man?
Where you been, Southpaw?
Man, I've been cooling, man, handling my fatherly duties, man. Dropping music like I always. Out here celebrating 420, man. Laid back kidding.
What's that 420 all about? I heard somebody else say something about that.
What's that 420 all about?
Oh, break it down.
Hey, you're going to have to run that chinky ad, J-Dawg. Let them know.
Oh, okay. I know it. Okay. Now I know this.
Gotta run that
all right.
Chinky ad right quick. Let them know what it is. Y'all know it for all
that's
y'all.
Genius.
Hey, real talk. Hey, you got to slide it in there.
They come
talk.
Up with all kinds of stuff.
Hey, man. You
holidays.
Know, I'm feeling it because I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this for all of our sponsors and loyal listeners. We do not promote the use of drugs here. But this is really what I feel about the whole situation. And then again, this is only my opinion. So only take this at your own discretion. But this is what I really feel about it. Only because I just do.
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
Real talk. So, I mean, that's just how I feel. That's how I feel about it. I mean, real talk, it is what it is. I'm just saying, man, you know, I don't know nobody that OD'd on marijuana. I'm sorry. I just don't. I mean, they come eat up all your food and go to sleep. Yeah, I mean, you know, I just ain't seen, you know, with the other stuff that's out there, you know, I kind of relate to that, but it is.
Yeah.
But, yo, matter of fact, man, yo, definitely with you calling in, man, you being a big sports dude yourself, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my man, yo, tell him all the different sports you actually participate in throughout the course of the year, man, before I ask this question. Yo, Sapo.
Hey, what now? What's up?
Just kind of let the fans know a little bit, you know, in terms of, you know, what you doing your fatherly duties, you know what I'm saying? Just how you interact in the community from a sports perspective. Just kind of let the fans know just really where you come from when it comes to sports, man.
Oh, I mean, I'm a volunteer Little League basketball coach, football. We doing baseball now. I give studio time to kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I even get some on whoopings when they need to feel me. Like that.
Okay. Hey, I mean, you got. Yeah, that's right. You got to do what you do. And being a guy that's heavily involved in the community, especially from a sports side and also from a music standpoint, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this. You know what I'm saying? I had a chance, like I said, I was telling, you know, the listeners earlier, I had a chance this weekend to actually check out, for the first time in my life, a professional women's football game. Full contact, I mean, pads, helmets, the whole 9 yards. And real talk, I was very impressed with what I seen. So you being a guy from the area of sports, you know what I'm saying, you probably played in it throughout high school and so forth. How do you feel about a women's professional football league in the whole mix of everything?
I can't hear you, bro. You got
to. Okay.
Gotta,
I said, yeah, okay. I'm going to say it again. All right. Can everybody hear me? Okay. Can everybody hear me now? What I was saying is that, from your perspective as a person that's heavily influenced in sports, how do you feel about a women's professional football team, for that matter, a league? I'm talking about full contact.
Oh, man, personally, mm-hmm. I'd rather watch women do anything, like,
okay,
rather than watch a man, me personally. You know what I mean? So I'm all for the women's football and tackling and all that, you know what I'm saying? I volunteer to coach. I mean,
what I told you earlier, Jay.
You
don't
have to pay me, man. You don't even have to pay me, man. You hear me?
I feel you. I mean,
like, I'm all with that, man.
I mean, because it's definitely here. I'm saying, you know,
Serena Williams is my favorite athlete. Him.
True. I mean, they definitely hold their spot. They definitely do what they do. I mean, and we're seeing it on a lot of different levels. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, I'm putting it out there for a reason because, like I said, very shortly, I'm going to bring in my panel, a special guest, which will be David Irons, CEO of Georgia Training Alliance. He's also part owner of the Atlanta Ravens, which is one of the professional women's professional teams that we're talking about. I actually had a chance to see them play this this weekend. Real talk, you know, it is what it is. So I was definitely impressed. You know, we're going to definitely continue the campaign. Yo, you can hit me up at 347-930-318. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, Sapo, I don't want you to go nowhere because real talk, man, it's going to be all the way live. And like I said before, man, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about you guys in terms of artists. It's all about, you know, with this segment, I guess we'll start turning this into maybe like a sports segment, you know, every week in terms of on the show, because I'm getting a lot of new listeners in terms of sports fans that are definitely feeling for all this is going. But you were right, Vito.
Hello?
Uh-huh. Yo, can you hear me?
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, hey, I wanted to touch on something else too, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like around here, like, man, in chat, bro, it's been, I say, about 10 murders already and maybe, like, 15 to 20 shootings.
Whoa.
And some ain't even hit yet, man.
Hmm.
And I just wanted to tell everybody, man, like, for real, I done got me some life insurance. See, okay. A new scrap and some real life insurance. You know what I'm talking about? So,
oh, yeah.
I'm advising everybody, if you got kids to do anything like that, man, and even if you struggling, you feel me, there's something you can do to invest in them, like even take care of them from the grave. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So that's something I want everybody to, like, open their eyes and just really think about, man, because, like the little plan that I done worked out, I pay, like, $70 every 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But my kids get a quarter of me, or something happened to me, man.
That's what's up. That was, look, you definitely, you know what? You know, we hate to think on a morbid level, but, you know, as parents, we definitely have to.
It's real life, man.
Yeah,
it's
that's
real life.
Real life.
You know
we have, that's right. And we have to definitely plan for that. So, you know, I definitely feel that's a definite step in the right direction. You definitely need to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of craziness going on out there. You know, that's one of the things that we're going to be discussing tonight in terms of what this segment is, just how do we get the community back involved, back engaged, where we can save a lot of the youth from a lot of this violence, a lot of this stuff that's out there. Because, you know, they said out of mind is a devil's workshop. You know what I'm saying? When these kids ain't got nothing else to do and they feel there's nothing else for them, then they're going to turn to a lot of that stuff. So I'm definitely feeling you on that.
Yeah. And, you know, just if anybody wanted to look into it on their own, you know what I'm saying, just go to www.mainstfa.com. Check it out, man. Look it up. It didn't make it so bad. It's a trip for it, bro. They giving you insurance without medical. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm
like,
feeling
like
that.
No doctors, none of that, man. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? It's an over-the-phone interview.
Okay, that's what's up. Real talk, man. Definitely, man. Give me that website one more time, man.
www.mainstfa.com. Like Main Street, you know what I'm saying? F-A. It's Main, MainStfa.com.
That's what's up. That was up. Definitely, man. Definitely. We want everybody.
And just tell them Southpaw the Moneymaker, you know, refer them. You know what I'm saying? And
okay. Hey, that
was they'll make a donation to the kids in my community, man.
Okay, well, real talk, we're going to definitely, you know, make sure that word, that website get passed around because, man, anything we can do to definitely help and spread that level of awareness, that's what we all about. Matter of fact, man, you know, hey, you already know this. Matter of fact,
Thursday, it's bigger than the bullshit, you feel me?
That's right. It's always bigger than the bullshit, man. We got to, you know, we got to save our youth, man. We got to save our youth. We got to all come together to definitely do that so we can make this place a better place, man. That's just real talk. That's the realness of this, man. Like I say, man, when they do that radio, man, we talk about a lot of stuff. We kid and joke a lot of times. But, you know, a lot of the brothers and sisters that are definitely tuning in that make a part, you know, make this all worthwhile, yo, it's all about community, man. It's all about giving back. So I'm definitely feeling you on that. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring in one of our special guests on the air tonight, you know what I'm saying, see if we can definitely get him in to definitely just kind of reiterate because, you know, I had a chance to actually listen to the broadcast in its entirety from last week. And this brother here, you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know, he shed some light on those very same issues, you know what I'm saying, and really brought forward, you know, really what we have to do from different standpoints, whether we're an athlete, a sports entertainer, in that capacity, an actual music entertainer as well. Anywhere that you're actually in the focal point of community, you have a certain level of responsibility to, you know, to the people watching you and in any community. So I'm going to see if I can bring them on right quick to definitely just add to what we just talked about here while we get the rest of our panel involved in this discussion. So just hold the line, Southpaw. Just hold the line because I don't want you to go no way, man. Real talk. You already know it is real talk. This is where they do to that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, caller number three. Yo, last four digits is 7699. You are definitely on the air, holding it down, doing what you do. We're waiting for the rest of the panel to definitely show up, but since we got you in the queue, man, we always love the positive words you definitely have to bring to us, man. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
You already know this is Anthony London. Sky City, what's up, J-Dawg?
Hey, man, holding it down, man. You know me, holding it down, man. Chopping it up with the fans out here, man. Yo, they enjoyed your the segment from last week, especially, you know, like I said, we're waiting on Mr. Iron and the rest of the crew to definitely get in here. We got a lot of folks tuning in to this broadcast tonight. You know what I'm saying? Every time we get a chance to get you on the air, man, you give us something positive to walk away from, man. So that's what it's about. Like you just heard one from one of our artists, Southpaw, you know, pretty much. You know, the things that are happening in their community there in Chattanooga. And, you know, he said some real stuff, man. So I know you've been kind of, you know, keeping an eye on the ear to what's popping up in the street, man. What you would just like to add to that while we wait for the rest of the panel to definitely chop into this thing, man?
Well, you know what I'm saying. You're right. He said some positive stuff. I mean, you know, it's all about the community. First of all, I mean, I honestly believe it's about the kids because the kids are our future. You know what I'm saying? All of this stuff that we do in retrospect should be for them. Giving back, teaching them, you know, and letting them come up in a way that we wish we could have and doing the thing that we couldn't or maybe that some of us did, but, you know, making it better for them.
That's right.
Very positive, him talking about insurance, because we should all cover some insurance, especially if we got little ones
behind us.
I mean, you know, you got to make sure that they're taken care of. In retrospect, from a minority standpoint, I'll tell you right now that, you know, that's where we've been lacking in the past, and that's where we've gotten behind because, you know, other races have left their kids with stuff, you know, and they've always had a chance to, you know what I'm saying, father themselves, or they were just always a step behind in front of us.
That's right.
We got to make sure that our kids are taken care of and covered. You know, life insurance is one of the ways that we can do that from a financial standpoint. So that's big. My sister sells life insurance through Pride America, and so, you know, I've got several policies, and we've encouraged my family to pick them up as well.
Definitely. Because, I mean, that's very key, man. That is key, man. We got to, you definitely hit the nail right on the head. We got to make sure that we definitely pave a way for them, for the young ones, man, because this is what it's all about, man. We're the ones that's here now paving the way for them to have something when it's all said and done. And we definitely have to continue to do that. We got to continue to build. We got to continue to grow. You know what I'm saying? And that's one way of definitely doing it is definitely taking a step towards definitely building towards their future. But, y'all, and like I said, I got about 500 more folks that's trying to get in this second wave, and I think we're going to have Mr. Irons as well as the panel that's in. This is what I'm going to do right quick to give everybody a chance, because I do not want to miss none of this broadcast this time. You know what I'm saying? I had some people call in last time, man. They scrambling around trying to get back on. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to run one more song, and I'm going to get, I should give everybody adequate chance to get in. Then we're going to kick this thing off, what we do. Remember, for all y'all who don't know you're tuning in for the first time, this is Where They Do That At Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game with our very special guests. We got Mr. London that's in the house. We're going to have Mr. Irons, as well as Mr. Houston, as well as Ms. Gilmore. Definitely chopping it out more about the league, what's getting ready to pop up in the near future, and concerning the league, and is how a lot of folks definitely get involved in terms of their community. What we're going to do, we're going to go to a track by my man by the name of Young Blade. This track is called Keep Pushing. What I want you to do after this, we're going to come back to the request line, ask a couple more questions, get our panel a chance to definitely let us know what's up and what's happening. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That Radio, so nobody go nowhere.
Keep pushing. Keep pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. They don't want to see me make it out the ghetto getting rich. They'd rather see me working on the Bible, sitting in a casket. These niggas haters mad cause I left the block. Made it from the bottom, I'm just trying to make it to the top. And I'm almost at my peak, so niggas label me the enemy. Trying to get me to be the one that passed something out for free. When y'all doubted me, didn't look out for me. When I was broke, niggas didn't pass nothing out to me. Now they looking up like something gon' change, cause I'm out getting money and they still all lame. We say the same things but we ain't on the same page. I'm a young Rottweiler and you just a great game. I told my niggas if I make it we gon' fall, and I'ma stay up in the car till the wheels just fall off. I'ma keep pushing till I can't push no more. I promise to God that I will never go back broke. A nigga fell but now I'm back on my toes. God, that I'm still here. Cause it's funny how when you make money, there's an issue. When the people around you, they always seem to turn against you. They funny staff, they want your money, then they bounce. And these the same old people that you trusted up in your house.
I'm a real nigga, fake niggas can't beat me. I'm really loyal, I would never bite the hand that beats me. We all fall down, but your nigga got right back up. And I'm about my dreams, so I keep my money stacked up. React time, I'm over you, so going back down. I live everything that I write, so check the background. When I was broke, I didn't have any friends. Did a lot of wrong, but now I pray for my sins. I can't stop, now I gotta keep on looking. To the day that I die, I'ma keep on pushing. I need to fail, but now I'm back on my toes. These niggas hate me, so I pray for my foes. Money out there, so I'm getting it, girl. I can't keep on pushing till I'm out of this world.
Dizzy type of jerk, and the bridge up on my friend. We gon' switch it up.
Y'all know what it is. Real talk. Man, y'all better get ready. Real talk. This is your boy J-Dawg coming to you live on Where They Do That Radio. And, man, we got our special guests that are definitely tuning in tonight doing what they do. And like I said before, man, for all y'all don't know, this is the Urban Experience like never before, and we're getting ready to take you on a ride on the wild side.
And you know this. And you know, man. This. And you know,
what we're finna do right now, we're finna go to the lines, get everybody a chance to definitely introduce themselves, to definitely let them know how it's popping off. And, again, it is our esteemed pleasure to bring back on the air tonight. You know what I'm saying? Our guy is definitely holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Doing what he does. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about my guy, Mr. David Irons. And we also have my man, Anthony Houston, that's also on the line as well, who's the chaplain with the Georgia Training Alliance. Again, we're going to be talking about the team, the league, all these different things that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks. You know, actually, you know, again, for all y'all don't know, I had a chance to actually get a chance to personally witness firsthand the Atlanta Ravens playing the Chattanooga Locomotive, I think it was, man. And they showed up. They showed up and showed out 35-0. Man, we got the footage. It's going to be on Ustream, actually, after probably tonight's broadcast. Real talk, it is what it is. But I'm going to go to the request line, go to the lines right now to see what's up, to see what's happening, seeing where they're doing it at. Because real talk, they definitely got a lot to let you know concerning the league and what's getting ready to take place in 2011. So let me just bring my special guest on right about now. Yo, caller number five, you are live on Where They Do To That Radio. If the last four digits is 1422, you are definitely in the building. Over 9,000 in attendance, 22 million in the queue. Who we got checking in on Where They Do To That Radio?
Hey, this is David Irons, Senior from Georgia Training Alliance. How are you guys doing this evening?
Man, we're doing great. We're doing great. You got the fans chopping it up. You know, I've been doing a short Q&A with a lot of the fans, just letting them know how they feel about having a women's professional league in the industry. And, yo, we got some, you know, folks are definitely feeling that, you know what I'm saying? Like I told them, man, after seeing what I seen this weekend, man, it is what it is. But we got a lot of new listeners that's out there on the air tonight. So, man, I kind of want you, just if you can, just kind of share with them a little bit about what GTA is doing and basically how it all stands out in terms of with the Atlanta Ravens.
Well, first I want to thank you again for having me on the show this evening. Mm-hmm. My name is David Irons. I'm the CEO of Georgia Training Alliance. And Georgia Training Alliance is a football technique school. You know, we prepare football players of all levels for their next level. If it's high school to college, college to the NFL, that's what we get those guys prepared for. Part of GTA, we're also a GTA management company where we also have a hand in aiding our players as they get through their careers. You know, a lot of the players have agents, but we can do other things. Some of the PR work, some of the promotional trading card deals, and GTA management also owns the Atlanta Ravens, a women's professional football team, part of the IWFL, the International Women's Football League.
Gotcha.
The Atlanta Ravens, they were formerly the Atlanta Explosion before GTA purchased the team.
Mm-hmm.
We have 59 quality women, women of all athletic stature. You know, we have former softball stars, former volleyball stars, former D1 basketball stars, lacrosse, that make up our Atlanta Ravens. These are women who are very talented athletes who didn't want to, you know, who wanted some way to keep on and you know, had the heart to try football.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's not a thing where they play like, they don't play like girls either. They play for real. I mean,
that's
right. They tackle. They'll bust you in the mouth now.
That's right. Real talk, man. Like I told you, V-Dub, they definitely bring all that and then some. And like I said, we had an opportunity to definitely witness you guys doing just that this weekend. And all I'm saying is, man, I stand totally corrected. And everything I thought before I seen the game, because right now you have definitely gained a fan with J-Dawg on Where They Do That Radio. Because just like my man Irons is saying, man, they come they to play. They came to play. They're very professional, doing what they do. And all I'm saying is, man, we cannot wait to see what kind of season the Atlanta Ravens are actually going to have, you know, in terms of what the remainder of the games and the structure. In terms of just like my man, Anthony London was on the air earlier, you know what I'm saying? He kind of just shed some light on a couple of things you guys rehashed out from yesterday. Not yesterday, but from the last broadcast about being positive role models, what we need to do from a community standpoint.
Right.
One quick thought that I did have, in terms of what's getting ready to be done, in terms of with the league and actually with the restructuring, from your standpoint, with having this franchise under your belt and your experience in the NFL, if someone was to ask you, if you had a magic wand and if you could actually, if you had all the resources at your disposal, how would you, from your perspective, really get more of our young females involved into this sport?
You know what? It would really, you know, to be able to showcase the league as an alternative sport for
mm-hmm.
young female athletes, women, you know, mostly it's either track, softball, or basketball. You know, primarily it's basketball. You know, you have no other professional sports besides basketball that the women can participate in, besides, like I said, the basketball and track.
Mm-hmm.
If we had our way, we would build the league and to, you know, to emulate the NFL, you
exactly.
know, from a woman's standpoint, you know, to emulate the NFL from a woman's standpoint, playing at their level, same rules, same regulations. You know, of course, it wouldn't be the same pay, but we like to have a pay scale similar to that of the WNBA.
Exactly. Okay, you know, when with that being said, just looking at it from all different standpoints and from a level of markability, we definitely feel that can definitely transpire. You know, it's all about getting the awareness out there. It's all about getting more people involved into actually witnessing the game, seeing it from a nationwide perspective, getting a chance to visit the games personally and see just how these young ladies play. And then from there, you know, it's, you know, from a lot of standpoints, if you was actually from a markability and a media standpoint, what can be done, there's a lot of ideas that definitely, you know, come to mind. One is, you know, being able to combine the resources from a sports entertainment perspective with something that gives them a little extra that can really be used to really, you know, have them viewed in a more, you know, a more strong point in terms of being in a focal point of the community. And with that, you know, it's a lot of things that kind of, you know, really transpire that can actually be done. Now, V-Dub, you know what I'm saying, you being the in-house marketing director for where they do it at radio and just different entities that you work with, from just what you're hearing on the broadcast tonight and just different things that you're working with in the community, just, you know, what are some things that are running through your mind right now?
Well, the first thing that runs through my mind would definitely be hopefully a strategic partnership between my project Fame Exchange Charity Concerts and GTA and the Atlanta Ravens. And we feel that the partnership would be beneficial, seeing that we could do somewhat of a ticket tag.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jada.
Go ahead. I'm just chiming in. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Like a ticket tag, as far as piggybacking on each other's tickets for various venues or various events, whatever we decide collectively to put together. We would come in as I don't know what type of entity. Basically, I just guess marketing, we would come in and provide entertainment and seat-filling events.
Exactly. Basically, in other words, so make sure I'm following you right.
In layman's terms, you know, so everybody can understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I can get real technical with it, but it'll just go over everybody's head.
But from a layman standpoint, basically combining the efforts of strategies that will work for a lot of different entities, we can create a lot of incentives to really bring this level of awareness home. From different events that can actually be coupled with what the Women's League is doing, also proposing maybe a structure that will allow the league to be viewed as an extension of the already established league in terms of with the NFL. I'm going to tell you the first thing that ran through my mind, man. When I first saw the Ravens play, I said, what would be great to actually see these women actually come in and actually, you know, open up for the Falcons? I mean, just imagine going to the Georgia Dome and see the Ravens play on that field before the Falcons took the field. I mean, and these are just ideas that randomly, you know, that I think about, but it's only because from a marketability standpoint, there are a lot of things that are being done in the league, but what really, from our standpoint, really needs to happen is just being able to have a capacity where we can really drive home the point that women's football is here to stay. It's a serious sport. These women take this sport very seriously, and they provide a level of sports entertainment that I feel can only help the industry and only help the level of awareness, especially when you can get young women involved into a level of athletics on this magnitude. Now, Mr. Irons, just from what's being said, I know you can definitely elaborate on that side of the fence of just really what can be done with that level of support.
Definitely. The main thing, as C-Dub said, the main thing is getting the people in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that creates your visible, actual physical awareness of what's happening. Once it catches on, then the sky's the limit. You know, and as you were saying about getting involved with the NFL, there's some things that can be done. You want maybe, you know, the girls' season, and you know, ends, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Irons, are you still there? He might be going through one of the tunnels out there. Mr. Irons, are you still there? I think we lost his feed, but this is what we're going to do. I know he's going to be back shortly. What I'm going to do
now. Oh, yeah, definitely. But nothing does that more than a good campaign.
Definitely, definitely. Nothing does that better than an excellent campaign.
Right.
We also have another panel member as well as that's also heavily involved, which is the chaplain of the Georgia Training Alliance. Mr. Houston, are you there?
Mr. Houston is here. How you doing,
Steve? Oh man, we doing great this evening, man. I think my man Irons, man, was going through one of them turnpikes. I think he's chiming back in right now. I'm gonna bring him back on.
He'll be right back though. You know.
Gotcha.
But my thing is, again, like the last time, I'm sitting here smiling, listening to everything that's going on, and a table being prepared for all these out there that on the air that can hear us, that to eat, as God would say, he's preparing a table. Everything that's being said is a meal being prepared for all the people that are interested in eating and becoming a part of GTA, the Ravens, and the networking system.
That's right. This
is all viable for everybody.
That's right.
So this is very important. So I'm just sitting here smiling because this is a great thing. This is a great venture, a great marriage, so to speak.
That's right. That's right. And it can only get better. It can only get better with the level of intensity and the level of awareness that's definitely there. David, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. Now, you caught me traveling up 85.
Gotcha, man.
You know how that is. And I apologize. My deepest apologies. But, you know, as I said, you know, it can definitely bring awareness. Fill the stands. You create the awareness.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The people
definitely talk,
word of mouth. You know, everything happens in a good way. You know,
That's right. It's
fun. There's a lot can be done with it. You know, why not have a women's exhibition game before a Falcons game?
That's right.
You know, give the people, you know, more for that dollar. You know,
right.
It's just a lot of ways you can handle something like this.
That's right. The
main thing is you want to try to get connected with the big boys.
That's right. That's right. And definitely we feel that with the with just the present environment and in terms of how media goes in terms of a lot of things, that can easily be accomplished when you combine the resources and basically, you know, making sure that, you know, that everyone that's interested can definitely be involved, you know, from a financial standpoint as well as from a game standpoint, that's really going to help, you know, give back to the community. I mean, the one great thing that it still sticks out of my mind, you know, what if they had this league back 10, 15 years ago? And the reason why I say this is because I brought my granddaughter out to the game over the weekend. Now, my granddaughter, she is she's into sports. Look, every time my nephews come over, they get the football. She's out there with them, tackling them and everything. And so when she saw the Ravens play, she said, she called me Poppy. She said, Poppy, are those girls? I was like, yes, they're girls. She said, so girls play football? I said, yes. She said, well, so she stood there and she looked. And in a matter of seconds, she got totally wrapped up into seeing, you know, what she was always told, you know, from a lot of people that are around. And I'm pretty sure I feel there's a level of markability of people, especially females, who would have played had there been the opportunity to play. And I think a level of support is going to come from those now that get an opportunity to witness this firsthand, you know,
right,
just really how far this is going to go. And to me, that appeals to a whole different level of demographics that I think is pretty much undeniable when it comes to this industry. You know, sports entertainment has always done well and when it comes to media. So, again, I feel that it can definitely, with the right fixture, the right placement, and the right level of exposure, especially from a nationwide standpoint, this thing could be definitely, it could be awesome. It could be awesome.
It could definitely be huge because it's like, what if you had women's football in college?
There you go. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it can definitely be done. You know, we live in a day and age where it's no such thing that it can't be done. I learned in especially from a lot of things, especially when you're dealing with big projects and things of that sort, it's not whether it can't be done. It's more or less a matter of how it's going to be done, or is it worth
That's
the trouble
correct.
Of doing, you know, from a lot of standpoints. So, and I really feel that what you guys bring to the league, and I'm going to just use a quote that I got it from you earlier from our recent talks. You know, the Atlanta Ravens have the potential to becoming the Dallas Cowboys of the league. Now, when you say that, kind of talk about a lot of the key players that are on the team. I have a copy of the roster that's in front of me, so we got a lot of people that's definitely interested in learning more about the actual players in terms of that's on the team. Now, from your standpoint, you know, and having this level of intuitiveness with the team, who are some of the players that we really want to focus on and watch throughout the remainder of the season with the Ravens, especially going into this next game this weekend and then also throughout the remainder of the season?
Right. Well, we have young ladies like Angela Rowe.
Okay.
We call her Death Row.
Okay.
So Angela, her day job, she's a police officer.
Wow.
On her day job. And we have Charmaine Chen. We call her Maine. Maine is an engineer for Delta.
Wow.
And plays on our team. So, I mean, we have girls Clotie Montgomery. We call her Coco.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a young lady. She's a young lady who is a rookie, played college basketball. All, like the three girls I just named, they all played college basketball.
Okay.
But the thing is, they moved on to football. But those are three of the stars of our team. We have a young lady, Sheila Braxton, who's played for the Ravens for the formerly the Explosion for about, the last 6 years.
Wow, okay.
We have a young lady named Rosanna Smith, who's our all-star center. She they have a team in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosanna was the starting center on the international team, the international all-star team,
mm-hmm.
that went to Europe, to Sweden last year to play. So
wow.
it's huge. And we just have to create that awareness on this side of town.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because, see, the more people that learn about what's being done, get a chance to see it. I mean, again, for all y'all who didn't get a chance to come out to the game this weekend, we're going to be running some footage from that game on SP Network later on within the week. If not up on tonight's broadcast, it'll definitely be up and running by morning. So you can definitely check that out. And you can actually check it out on www.ustream.com/spnetwork.com. Very exciting game. We definitely feel the Atlanta Ravens. We definitely feel that you guys are definitely, have what it takes to really motivate and perpetuate this league to the next level. And just for all of our, we got a couple of new listeners that are on the air as well, that may have younger kids that may be interested in getting involved from an athletic standpoint. Kind of tell us a little bit about some of the programs that's being offered with GTA to get some of the youth involved, through the curriculum that's there.
Well, at GTA, again, we're a football technique school, but we mm-hmm. also, we like to train, up a child in his football skills. But we also mm-hmm. try to enhance the mind of the young man we come in contact with.
That's
so
right.
We don't want to just be, for that hour, maybe 2 hours that we're in contact with the kids. We don't just want to train them and send them out the door. We want to try to renew their spirit, renew their mind, have them think differently. A lot of kids these days are in single-parent homes. So mm-hmm. our young men aren't aware or they don't have the knowledge what it takes to be a man. So they are trying to really imitate men at a young age. You know, they haven't had that father influence that's there all day long to give them an example of what it takes to be a man, what it takes mm-hmm. to be a hard worker. So now you come with a different mindset of young men who's guessing. You know, a lot of times they have an angry mindset, and they don't really want to be like that, man. They're just misunderstood.
That's
but
right.
if we have, you know, guys like myself, guys like Mr. Anthony London, you know, mm-hmm. who can step in and say, hey, young man, calm down.
You
Let's
know.
Do it this way. You have some support. When you need to talk, call me, right? We have a lot of young leaders as myself who they'll say that, but they won't follow it up. The
okay.
once you get a kid interested, man, I hate when somebody talks, gives a speech, gets somebody interested, and when that kid calls you to talk, guess what? You won't pick
you
up
don't
the phone.
Hear the phone. Exactly. I totally agree. I totally agree with that. We have to be able to really support our youth in those areas where they truly need that level of support, because that's where the change truly takes place. I love you guys' slogan. I actually caught it on one of the actual websites with IWFL. It says change the game. When someone says change the game, to me, I think of a lot of things. From your standpoint, what does that slogan truly mean from David Iron's standpoint with all the stuff that's being done?
Well, you know, when you say change the game, we change the game, or we produce game breakers. You know, we produce guys who are leaders, young men, young women who are leaders, you know, not followers, people who can think for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't have to, just because something is going one way, nothing says that you have to jump in and keep it going the way that you see it going. Jump in and change it. Jump in and make it different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why
That's
not
right.
tell little JoJo before he goes off, oh, man, I don't have any gas money. I'm going to rob the corner store. Why not say, Joe, man, you know that's not right. Why
that's
endorse
right.
it? Why can't you just step up and change it? Why can't you change his mind? Sit him down, talk to him, man. This is what's going to happen. Think about the what ifs. For
that's
that
right.
brief moment, you'll be fine, but you have these consequences if you make that move, right?
That's right.
And you don't know. Now, little JoJo, you talk to him, he could end up saying, you know what, make a different turn. End up being our next doctor, our next lawyer, our next Supreme Court justice. You never know.
That's right. That's right. And that's why it's so important that we definitely reach back to our youth and provide methods and means that will really allow us to really exhibit that level of mentorship that's going to be key to really, you know, building our youth. I mean, V-Dub, yourself being a mother with young men. I mean, how does I mean, just from your perspective. I mean, how does this really, you know, hit home with you?
It hits home, and it's much needed amongst single moms, single dads
mm-hmm.
as well. I got a couple of homies that they're single dads. You know, I'm single mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're single dads. We get together and go over parenting, just like two homegirls would. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely hits home, and I'm looking so forward to getting my sons involved.
There you go. There you
they
go.
Need some drilling.
That's right. That's right.
We
uh-huh.
need drilling.
Let me interject something.
Uh huh.
We have a program with our young men who come in from college, and I'm allowed a half an hour to an hour before Mr. Irons take over and give them the training. We
mm-hmm.
start with levity, and I tell them, they knew from the very beginning who I was. I told them what my task was, and what, you know, I'm not trying to be their father. I'm not trying to be their dad. I'm just
mm-hmm.
going to be somebody that they can call any 24 hours a day and respond. And I had young men who were embarrassed to pray initially, but as the season of work progress worked on, individuals, I said, somebody pray this morning. By the way, somebody would step up and start praying. And we need to let men, the young men, know that there's nothing to be ashamed of to be in the Word of God and pray for health, for help, for your
That's
mom,
right.
for just a better understanding of life. We got to give them that. There's so many stigmas on us that our young men think they can't cry and be a man,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's nobody, they've never seen a man cry. But,
That's
you know,
right.
One thing about GTA, we do is deal with honesty. It's all above board. We tell you just what the deal is. If you did, Mr. Irons is a rough man when it comes to it, because he said you got 2 weeks to prove you want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he don't say nothing but point.
Exactly. Exactly.
And everybody that takes the tools and earn the right to be there. I deserve to be here.
That's right.
That's what we want young men. I deserve to be in school. I deserve to graduate. I deserve to have the things in life that other people have without having to commit crimes for it. You have to establish a man not only in sports, because sports is just a vehicle to get to where you need to be. But
that's
the fact is that God will always cover you. So we got to bring everything into the being. And these single mothers out there, so the kids say, man up. Say no sometimes.
That's right.
Don't put your foot down. Don't ask, I said no. Leave me alone.
That's
and
right.
Check the homeworks.
Make
sure the old school, your room had to be clean before you went to school.
That's right. That's right. Had to be clean before you went to school. You know, you're right. There are certain things that definitely that we can all as a community, as a group, really bring to the forefront to really help, you know, perpetuate and build this movement. Because it's all about saving the kids, just like we've been saying before. It's all about the children. It's all about making sure that they have a venue where they can be seen, where they can be heard, where they can exhibit the talent that God has given them. And just in this area of when we're talking about sports, we applaud you guys' effort in terms of what the curriculum that you have so diligently put together. And with that being said, I'm going to give a couple other calls a chance to definitely call in. What I'm going to do right here, matter of fact, we have already launched the prerequisite contest to have some of these artists definitely submit material for the actually get a chance to maybe sing it at your guys' home game. I got a guy by the name of Danny Clay. Now, Danny Clay, he comes with a lot of clout because he's presently right now working with Tyler Perry in a couple of his plays. But heard through the grapevine, through where they do that radio, what was being offered. The song that he's sending in to us tonight is called I Need You. I want you guys to take a listen to this. We're going to come back, answer everybody's questions. Remember, you're locked in live to where they do that radio, where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game with our very special guests, Mr. David Irons, as well as Mr. Anthony Houston, as well as Mr. Lunnan. Myself, you know, I don't consider myself a special guest. I'm here every night. But it is what it is. You got your girl, B-Dub. You know what it is. It's the number 347-934-0318. This is where they do to that radio. Yo, if you're feeling my man, Danny, hit him up. Hit us up at 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. You guys don't go nowhere.
Hey. What's up, baby? Hey. Just what I need, so baby, oh no, and don't ever let me go, no, 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 cause I need you, baby girl, just so proper and mean with it, the mama style's a showstopper and clean with it. See, you're part of my team in it. Something so ridiculous when we're scoring all the points and the team winning. Other poppers be hating because the spot's no longer vacant. They've been waiting for a chance and you leaned in it. Tonight I'm cutting the mics off, the knife's off. She know it's slow grind,
she know it
cutting
is.
The lights
turn off.
The I get whatever you need. We can leave the streets cutting on glass while we're making the block bleed. You a diamond with no flaws. I want to put your love on repeat with no pause and oh dog. I don't slip, so don't trip. And no arguments, baby, so no lip. Just more trips and sun rays to get your pretty caramel skin to sunbathe and obey.
Hey baby girl, you know I need you in my life. And ooh girl, you got just what I need. So baby, hold on and don't ever let me go. No, 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 no. Cause I need you.
He had you for 7 years and didn't know what to do with
really.
It. Made it hard for you to trust, now you cool
okay.
With it. Broke it down, now you move with
what?
It. Now every time you break your boy, y'all tell you put your whole shoe
that's
in it. You was chillin', stumbled up on a better man. I don't believe God could've dealt you a better hand. Girl, I'm searching for better plans. Me and you shouted, we can show them a better can on better land. My dog tell me I love struck. I'm four-letter word boys use the plug hub, but
not
kid. The way I'm feeling is something I can't shake.
Uh-huh.
And every time I see you, it's more than a handshake. When I wake in the morning, it's pancakes. Eggs, bacon, and juice, baby, I can't wait. And what I speak is real. You stayed down with your homie before we got him on record deal. So,
hey, baby, girl, you know I need you in my life. And, ooh, girl, you got just what I need. So, baby, hold on.
seeing big things, big baby girl, and big moves. I apologize if I've been a bit rude, cause I've been certified a sick dude. Uh-huh. Going to my head that I'll finally get to. Showcase the skills and spit city scenes. And all coming together, what this means.
What
just
means,
blow
man.
Minds away that we gon' make it. They gon' offer paper, we gon'
take
it.
Take
so
it.
Many trips that they gon' hate.
Oh, yeah,
they the house by the beach, we gon' face it. The high class whip, we're riding slow. Making money off the hook, now how did it go?
Hey, baby girl, you know I need you in my life. And ooh, girl, you got just what I need. So, baby, hold on. And don't ever let me go. No, 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 no. Cause I need you. Hey, baby girl, you know I need you in my life. And ooh, girl, hey, you got just what I need.
Right.
I need you, baby. I need you, baby. I need you, baby. I need you, baby. I need you, baby.
Yo.
You, baby.
If you feeling my man Danny,
you,
hit us up at 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. He's holding it down.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
And
you
know
yo,
man.
We are letting everybody know if you're tuning in for the first time, this is Where They Do That Radio, where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game with our very special guest, Mr. David Irons of GTA and also owner of the Atlanta Ravens. Also, very special guest, Mr. Anthony Houston, who is the chaplain, lead chaplain there at Georgia Training Alliance, who also assists with the rearing and of the team, the Atlanta Ravens. We got a lot of callers that are calling in. Guys, what I'm going to get ready to do is I'm going to bring in one of our listeners who have been listening to the broadcast. Definitely see if we can definitely get him in and see if we can ask any questions for him. So just hold the line. Let's see what's up. Caller number two. Caller number two of the last four digits is 2759. You're definitely on the grind. You're definitely live on Where They Do That at Radio, man. Who we got checking in?
It's old boy CYN. What's going on, J-Duff?
Hey, man, holding it down, holding it down. CYN is in the building. Philadelphia, you know what it is, man. What's good with you?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. Just on the grind. We got off that daily grind, to be honest with you. Just enjoying the vibe, man. Just checked in. I hear y'all talking a lot about the news of today and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm definitely enjoying the conversation that you all are having. And, I mean, steady working on this music thing, man. Steady working, steady promoting. Mixtape I just dropped. I'm here to take one.
Okay.
Just chilling, enjoying life, to be honest with you. Thank you.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what it's about, man. You know, with all the things that are being done from a community standpoint, we just had one of the artists, Southpaw the Moneymaker, was kind of telling us a little bit about, you know, what's popping off in a lot of the communities, especially when it comes to our youth. It's very important that we don't lose focus of everything that's being done, because the reason why a lot of us are doing what we're doing is to provide a means and a method and a way to save a lot of our youth, you know, whether it's through our music, through venues that's being created, through media, through sports, different things in terms of whatever position God is giving you in terms of what's being done. We all have a structure in place that we can definitely, you know, put our resources together to definitely reach those young men as well as women. You being an artist, coming from the street, seeing a lot of different things from a lot of different perspectives. From getting some of your thoughts, so you can definitely share with the listeners, how important is it that we have this type of support system in place to really allow a lot, especially from a young man's perspective, having a place where he can actually go and talk to someone, you know, to really kind of let him know really what the business is? Just how important is that?
It's very important. I mean, it's vital to our race, to be honest with you, because we don't have a lot of people out here today, especially black males, that our young males can look up to. You know, I had a lot of people I could look up to. I mean, I was very fortunate to be raised with a mother and a father. I was probably one of the only people on the block that had a mother and a father, so I was very fortunate
by that standpoint. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's very important because you have so many people out here nowadays that are involved in wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that our kids see is the hustle and the drugs, so forth and so on, and they put it on TV, and then if any kids pay attention to politics, you got the Democrats and the Republicans going back and forth, and I mean, it's just so much of a bicker, and it's no more unity. So we definitely need men and women of all races, but definitely of a black race, to step up and come to the forefront for our youth, because, I mean, at the end of the day, we're losing generation. Being from Philadelphia, and, I mean, I've been in the South for a little while now, you understand what I'm saying, but being born and raised in Philadelphia, trust me, I know what goes on and what takes place in the streets. And we have one of the highest, if not the highest at this point in time, murder rates in the U.S. And what people don't realize is we're losing generation. It's not just a body drops here, a body drops there. No, we're losing, like, 7 to 10 black males daily. You understand what I'm saying? And I mean, like I said before, I mean, that is the generation born. You understand what I'm saying? It's one thing when crack hit, and I was young when crack hit, but it's one thing when crack hit, and that took generations. You understand what I'm saying? Now it's drugs and the violence that's taking our generations. And at the end of the day, I mean, I hate to sound like this, but it really won't be any of us left.
That's right.
We stay on this pace.
That's right.
So me, myself, as an artist, what I do is, I mean, like, you know, if anybody's listened to any of my music to a point where you're really understanding, you're really hearing what I'm saying, I'm all about that. I'm all about uplifting our community. You understand what I'm saying? I do have to be about it because I feel as though that the most dangerous thing in the world is an educated black man.
That's right.
To the popular race, if you understand what I'm saying.
That's right. That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, a WMD, what they call a weapon of mass destruction, that is an educated black man about his business. You understand what I'm saying? And if we raise a community of those, then our race could strive, and we are the first people. And I mean, you know, I might get a lot of feedback from this today, so I put you out there,
Brad. I feel you. I mean, and Mr. Irons, Mr. Houston, you know, what this young man is saying, you know, he's one of our artists here at Where They Do That Radio. He is he definitely hit on some key points. It is so key. You know, I really feel what he is saying from that standpoint. Pretty much what he wants to be able to do is really be able to, you know, to really express to our listeners just really what it's about in terms of just how important this threshold and this niche be created. Again, because just like you said, man, if we stay on this present path that we're on, it's not going to be very, very many of us left. You know, and
well, you know, somebody has to speak up. And the smallest voice is like a light in the dark. So always speak up. Always state the statements that you feel in your heart, because it's like a light in the dark. It'll become a glowing sensation, and it'll catch on. So never be afraid to let God lead you where he wants you to go. And the darkest spot anywhere, all you have to do is strike a match or have a little faith, and God will do the rest. So always be man up, as they say, and step out there and let the world know that you care about which direction we're heading. And you're absolutely right. Young African-American males will be dying like the dinosaurs in a very short time.
And that's true. That's true. Hey J-Dog, did I say that track from Find a Way?
Say it again?
I said, did I send you that track, Find a Way?
I don't think you did, but I would love for you to definitely send it in, man, because I think I know where you're going with that, man. You know,
that Find a Way track is, I mean, it's basically everything that we're talking about right now for everything that's going on out here in this world. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the Find a Way track was me really opening myself. Like, that was my first single, and it was me really opening myself and giving my world and my opinion. I mean, giving my opinion to the world, you understand what I'm saying, about the stuff that we're talking about tonight. Because, you know, like Mr. Irons said, like I just said, I mean, it is so important for us
as a people to come together. And, I mean, you know, we've been preaching it and saying it since 1959. You understand what I'm saying? And, yeah, sometimes we have glimpses to where, you know, we're at that threshold to where we're about to make it. We're about to go ahead and do what we got to do as a people, and then something to knock us back down. Or we'll hear about so many bad things taking place to where everybody will get discouraged in so many ways. That's, you understand, right, what I'm saying? When at the end of the day, every time you turn around, we're getting exploited for the stuff that we do. But that's a whole nother show.
Exactly. Whole nother show, exactly. But that's real.
That's a whole nother show. But like I was saying, if I didn't send that Find a Way track to you, I'm definitely going to send it to you. I'm going to see if I can send it to you tonight so you can go ahead and play it.
Definitely.
Because, like I said, everything that I'm saying in there is what we're talking about tonight. And I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, I can't stress how important it is for us as black men to go to Little JoJo, like Mr. Iron said, or Keisha, somebody like that, and let them know, look, yeah, it might be hard right now, but it will not always be like this. As long as you stay focused and stay on the path that the Almighty has set for you, then it will not always be like this. Because, I mean, like I said before, coming up in Philadelphia, I mean, I've seen the hard times. True enough, I did have a mother and father, but my mother and father were not rich. You understand what I'm saying? So I've seen the hard times. I've been through it. I've seen friends go through it. You understand what I'm saying? I was one of the kids who wore a pair of pants Monday and had to wear them Wednesday as well.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So I know
understand.
About it. But at the end of the day, if we let our kids know, look, it's not always going to be like this. And just because somebody has $1 million or cars or something like that doesn't mean that their life is better than yours. Because I know a lot of people with money or feel as though that they're well off, and they have more problems than I do. And I'm right above the middle class.
Exactly.
So,
definitely. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna see if you just hit the nail right on the head. Like I said, man. I'm gonna see if I can bring my other guest on as well, because I know he might have something he can definitely add to that. If I can get his line on. I tell you what, we got so much positive that's happening here. Again, like I said, I feel that this movement is definitely one step in the right direction. For all y'all don't know, like I said before, with the program that Mr. Irons, Ms. Gilmore, as well as Mr. Houston is putting together with GTA as well as with the Ravens, a definite step in the right direction. It spans to more. It's actually bigger than just the league and just the sport itself. It's about community awareness. It's about using the talent that everyone has been giving and really bringing it to the forefront. And having it in such a way where, you know, the participant can really appreciate all these things that we're talking about from so many different levels. I got one more listener that's on the air. I got time for, you know, man, time flies when you're having fun. I got one more time for one more caller before we have to get off the air. But we'll see if I can bring them in right quick to definitely have them just add in to anything that they've heard, you know, thus far on the broadcast. Caller number four, the last four digits is 9080. Sorry it took so long for us to definitely get you on the air, man. We got a lot of people calling in, definitely doing what they do. But just been what you've been listening to from this broadcast tonight and all the stuff that we talked about, just share with her some of your thoughts in terms of what you've been hearing.
Well, what's good, J-Dog? It's DJ Cool. I didn't really catch that much when I just recently called in. If you don't mind filling me in a little bit.
Okay, pretty much what's being done from a community standpoint and from a for time's sake, what we have is a curriculum and a program that will allow the youth who excel in sports to really get an insight into preparing themselves for college as well as on a professional level. And then also from the same very standpoint, what's been formed is actually I had a chance over the weekend actually witness one of my first women's professional football teams in action. And from everything that I've seen from the entire curriculum and the athletes I saw take the field, I was very, very impressed. So with that being said, I just wanted to just kind of get your thoughts on that before we jump off the air.
Oh, yeah, That, I mean, it seemed like a good idea there. We got the LSO on, what, Spike, that is?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Now, this is not the lingerie league. Now, this is full contact football that we're talking about.
You're talking about the real deal. Like,
yo,
like,
yeah, we're talking the real deal.
I mean, I think it's cool because there's girls out there that definitely want to do it, but, you know, in high school, they usually don't let girls do it because they think it's more of a physical sport, more for males, and females that really wanted to do it never had the opportunity. So for them to bring that out there, I think it would be good because, you know, we can see what females can do versus the men.
Exactly. I mean, it gives you more forms of sports entertainment, for one. Two, it really gives a kind of, I'm not saying the final calling card, but it kind of gives a sense of direction in terms of what the sport from women's athletics in terms of that standpoint. Mr. Irons, Mr. Houston, man, we only got 1 minute left before we jump off, man. What you want to let these folks know in terms of what we're going to see this Saturday before we get off the air?
Well, we'd like to invite everybody out to the game. The Atlanta Ravens, we play the Carolina Foxes on Saturday at 6 p.m. at Jonesboro Stadium. I'm sorry, at Terra Stadium in Jonesboro, right off Battle Creek Road. You come out, you will see at their level, not saying my girls can get out and play the Atlanta Falcons, but you will see a competitive, real, live football game. Right now, it's the only game in town.
All right, a real talk. I got my man, Mr. London, that's on the air as well. Let me get him back on. And you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm here, man. We've been listening in, me, Jessica CeeLo, and Lil Rue, you know, we've been sitting here listening in. So Jessica say she ready to suit up.
Okay, Jessica say she ready to suit up. Okay, now what's up?
Hey, y'all.
What's up? Hey, real talk. Yo, Ant, we got less than a minute left, man. What you want to let them fans know what's in store for them, you know, in terms of just what's being put together and also in terms of, you know, what we're getting ready to do with a lot of the youth there in the community, man?
Yeah, like we talked about earlier tonight, we got some big things happening. We got a lot of stuff happening down here at Sky City, especially with Sky City TV. We got a lot of stuff happening that we're doing in conjunction with the Ravens and the whole league as a whole. It's about to be big. Y'all stay tuned. Keep up. Don't get left behind. My man J-Dog is working hard. We've been together all day pushing stuff. Mr. Himes, we've been with him all day. They're making some real big and positive stuff happen up there. So you guys stay tuned and keep up, and we're going to do it big.
That's right. We're going to do it big. Real talk. I'm going to say it one more time. Yo, IWFL is here to stay. You know what I'm saying? You need to definitely get in where you fit in. Come out, support them Ravens. They're going to be doing their thing this weekend. You guys are playing the Carolina Fox. That's the team you guys are playing this weekend.
Carolina Fox.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha. I don't want to put, you know, I got a couple of folks say give us a prediction for the game. I'm gonna do that. I don't want to start nothing, but, you know, I got, you know, I'm already past my time, but I'm gonna say this: what is a prediction for the game, and then what my fans need to do to definitely get at you guys, what they need.
Atlanta Ravens 35, Carolina Foxes 0.
Okay. Real tough. Okay.
Tell somebody.
We're going to shut them out.
Okay.
Put it out there.
We're putting it out there.
770-542-0710, GTA.
All right. Give us that number one more time.
770-542-0710. That's GTA. Call for tickets.
All right, call for tickets. It's definitely going down. Remember, you locked in live to where they do to that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You hear it from the panel, from the crew. Now, if you miss it, it ain't because we didn't tell you. It's because you just didn't know. But you know what I'm saying? Real talk, we're going to definitely bring you more exclusive content. Tune in every week because, yo, as long as they've got a season, we're going to keep broadcasting this stuff and letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. For all of us here at where they do to that radio, the entire panel, the entire staff, from the artists and the fans, yo, we want everybody to stay safe, keep it real. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time for the grind. Yo, until then, everybody just stay safe, do what you do. Don't forget to get your tickets because they're going fast. You know what you got to do. Holla at your boy, A-B-Dub. I ain't forgot about you. And your girl. Hey, you know what it is.
Yeah.
We're talking is what it is. You guys check us out. We'll see you tomorrow, man. Peace.
Government gang.
My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang. My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make
yeah.
the city gang bang.
Yeah. Talking, so I keep my ears to the trenches. Cheers, all my peers, hard gears in the trenches. Yeah, we toast champagne like mobsters. Take trips OT to eat lobsters. When I speak, they say that my speech proper. I reach poppy, get a piece of that peach cobbler. Hit the road, put the car on cruise. Any beef, come on, dog, your squad gon' lose. Pull them hammers out and y'all gon' ooze. We pop those tools, teach our dudes how to follow rules. Young Bo drop jewels over the track. Over Redenbacher, mixing baking soda with trash. Just come to the hood, you know where it's at. I show you the clap, and throw you the clap, and blow you the straps, homes. They say, Bo, I ain't know you can rap. Cause I'm a hustler, not a rapper, I just know how to rap. Long.
My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang. My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang.
I'll let the toolie ring, make your medulli hang. Over the crew you claim, cock back aim. Pop out your frame, this is not no game. Blow the plot out your brain, so don't think about it. The B4 heat strong, don't speak about it. I keep the 9 on me, never leave the crib without it. ARs and 223s, I'll push your chest to your back and leave your wig in the weed. See, you the type of folk make...